Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Knoxville City Council has decided on a new city manager to replace the retiring Dick Schrod. What's he like? Where does he come from? What's his background? How is he going to help the city of Knoxville grow? Let's go in depth with Harold Stewart from Ogallala, Nebraska.
Well, Harold, I understand that you're going to be coming to Knoxville soon.
Yes, my wife and family and I are very excited about it.
And could you tell people a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My father was in the Air Force when I was growing up, so used to kind of moving around and meeting lots of different people, different sizes of communities and that kind of thing. After graduating high school, I did a short stint as a missionary for my church for 2 years in Los Angeles as a Spanish-speaking missionary. Returned home from that. My wife and I got married. She finished up her schooling, and then I went down to Kansas, spent some time as a general manager for a small business for a little while, and then so I go back to school myself. I got my bachelor's and my master's degree from the University of Kansas, a master's degree in public administration, specifically with an emphasis in city management. Shortly after that, I went down to Yuma, Arizona for an internship as a part of my master's degree program. I worked my way up to assistant to the administrator, and the city administrator there was a good friend and a mentor to me and told me that I was welcome to stay there as long as I liked. They enjoyed having me, but as a mentor, he thought I was ready for the next step of life, and that was to pursue city management. So I applied for some city manager jobs, and Ogallala was kind enough to give me my first opportunity to be city manager, and I've been here for 3 years. I've been dealing with lots of challenges here, and we're looking for that next step, get my wife a little closer to her family, some better schools for the kids, and so that's why we took a look at Knoxville. We have 5 kids. We have Dawn, who's 11. She'll be in middle school this next year. And we have a son who's 8, Joseph, and then Harrison is 5. He'll be in kindergarten next year. And we have another son, Nathan. He's 3, and one last son who's 9 months old, Spencer. So that's a little bit about us.
Well, is your family looking forward to the move?
Oh, they're very excited about it. My wife, and in particular her family who lives in Cedar Rapids, are all very excited about being close together again. Of course, the kids are always a little apprehensive when it comes to making new friends and that kind of thing that comes with moving. But overall, I think they're excited. They're excited to be in a new community with new things to do and new opportunities and new schools. And so, yeah, we're all looking forward to it. We all think this is a good move for our family.
Well, what were your impressions of Knoxville while you were here?
I was very impressed by Knoxville from many aspects, from the council and their vision and what they would like to accomplish for the community, from the staff to the passion that they put in their jobs and the qualifications that they have, and the citizens. You know, we came in a day early and spent some time just kind of looking around the community. We took a tour of the schools that our kids would be possibly attending and took some time to walk around downtown and talk with some of the business owners and those kinds of things, and everyone was very positive and upbeat and very passionate about Knoxville. Through the tours, we had an opportunity to go meet with some of the management from Hormel and 3M, and the partnership and dedication they have to their community is great as well. There's a lot of positive things going on in Knoxville. Of course, you have the sprint car track race as well, and some surrounding agricultural land, and so there's a lot of ingredients there to make up for a great community.
Well, and did you get a chance to get around the county a little bit or just Knoxville?
We looked at Pella. We drove up through, was it Monroe and Newton, and saw some of that. Of course, those aren't in the county, but I mean, we drove through those sections. We drove around Red Rock Lake a little bit. That's always attractive. My family and I, we like to hunt and fish and go camping and those kinds of things. And so with a lot of the state parks that are around Knoxville, that's very attractive as well.
More in depth after this. continued my conversation with incoming Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart.
Well, what do you see as the main challenges that Knoxville and Marion County face?
Well, a lot of the direction I got from the council is they're very serious about economic development. That takes a lot of planning, a lot of laying the foundation and those kinds of things. I think the ingredients there to be successful in that, particularly with the downtown area. I think another big challenge will be the Veterans Hospital there that has been recently in the phases of being shut down. And as the federal government tries to figure out what's the best use of that property in the future, I think that'll be another significant challenge. But overall, I think Knoxville, from my estimation, is a great community. It's been well-run for a while. It's just a matter of how do we take something that's good and make it better.
Does Knoxville face more significant challenges than other communities, or is it just sort of typical for a rural community, the challenges that it faces now?
I think, one, it's a challenge for a rural community. I think one of the challenges is the distance from any major interstate. I mean, you're probably about half an hour from I-80. It would be a little bit easier if you were closer to interstate, but there's a lot of communities that are successful without being close to interstate. Obviously, Knoxville's been, in my opinion, a lot more successful than most rural communities with companies like Hormel and 3M there. That's a huge asset. And then also with the sprint car track race. So I've been pleasantly surprised as I've made the announcement that I'm going to Knoxville, how many people here locally to me know where Knoxville is and have been there. So I think Knoxville has a lot of opportunities there that a lot of rural communities don't have, but there is those challenges, and I think not just rural communities are facing that. I mean, every community is dealing with balancing of budget issues and economic development issues and all those kinds of things. So I wouldn't say Knoxville's a real special case. I think the good part is that they recognize they have some challenges and they're willing to work towards them.
Is there a step-by-step procedure that you're going to use to try to grow the economy, or are you just going to come and sort of see what's happening and decide what direction to take, or is there some kind of lessons that you bring about growing the economy? And if so, could you share those?
Yeah. I think a key piece is coming and learning what Knoxville's culture is. Anytime you're looking at economic development, you want to look at what your strengths are. Every community has certain strengths and ingredients to it that lend itself to being more successful and more competitive in certain areas than others. And there's also going to be some strengths and drawbacks that are going to lend it to be weaker in some areas than others. And knowing and understanding what those are really begin to provide the building blocks for how you move forward and what to be successful in. So I think at first I'm just going to take some time to learn the culture. You know, learn what those strengths and weaknesses are a little bit better. Some of those you can only really learn once you've kind of been immersed in it for a little while. It's kind of, some of them you kind of recognize from a distance. They become fairly obvious, but it's good. You know, communities are like people. Each one has a different personality, different strengths and weaknesses, and understanding that is important before you move forward. But I would say that moving forward with economic development, I think there's three key approaches to economic development that need to be focused on. And the first one, the most important one, is growing and retaining those businesses that are already currently in your community. They've proven that they can be there, they can be successful. They're your strongest community partners. And in the long run, they're the cheapest and the easiest aspects to build off of and to grow and to really make economic development happen. The second approach is to look at entrepreneurship, creating opportunities for new businesses to start from scratch. You never know when that next Best Buy or Gateway or even Pella Windows, I guess, is going to start right there in your backyard. And a lot of those communities, once they've helped those businesses start, they really experience a lot of loyalty from those businesses as they grow and become successful. And then last of all, of course, is recruiting new businesses to your community. That's a complicated and fast-paced and expensive game to play with usually limited success, but it is one that you need to keep an eye on and take advantage of opportunities when they come forward. And again, all that just comes back to, you know, what kind of businesses is appropriate to bring to Knoxville. You know, is that certain sectors of industry or manufacturing? Is that specifically retail? It could be a combination of all of the above. Those are all discussions that I think need to be had with the council, the staff, and the citizens of the community to really begin to put that vision into place and what fits with the culture and the identity of Knoxville.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with incoming Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart.
Now, there's been many books written, many different observations made that rural America is losing a lot of its smart young talent, that kids will go away to school and then they fall in love with the big city and they never come back. And of course, some of them stay and do well. But how do we keep more of our bright young kids staying here, growing their families?
Well, I would agree. There's been a lot of discussion about that throughout the country. I think a key piece is starting when they're young, a minimum at least at the junior high level up through high school, and really trying to find ways to make them a part of their community, give them chances for ownership into decisions and activities that are happening within the community so they have some ownership there. I think, too, is creating a partnership between the youth and the employers of the community to show them that what opportunities are there and available. I think, at least with my generation, what a lot of us are finding is we've moved away from those rural communities. We couldn't wait to get out of those, you know, those places and experience something different. But I think as life begins to change us and mold us, we find that a lot of those things we grew up with is exactly what we want for our children when we grow up, and we look for those opportunities to give back. And I think that the key is to show that those youth that, one, the opportunities are there, and then, two, is to keep that contact with them so when they do reach that point in life and they are interested, that we try to help them find and make connections with those opportunities within the community of Knoxville that they can come back to and move their family back to and enjoy the community that they knew and loved when they grew up. And I think that takes a partnership between from the entire community, from schools to the community to the chamber to the businesses to everybody, that with a strong focus on that and really involving the youth in our community and showing them that Knoxville is a place to be, not just now but also in the future.
Now, somebody's given you the key to your office. All of your boxes are there. They're unpacked. Your desk is clear. It's your first day at work. What's the first thing you're going to do? What's your morning like, that first morning?
Well, I'm going to try to get to know as many people as I can, staff, council, key community leaders throughout the community, introduce myself, talk about you know, what they see is the needs of the community and things that we need to move forward on, and really just get out and be visible and be seen and get people to know me, and so they trust me and believe that I'm a leader that they're going to want to follow and or at least listen to, and demonstrate that, you know, I'm a collaborative person, that I like to take a lot of input and a lot of discussion from many different aspects of the community before decisions are made, but really beginning to identify what those next steps are. And my experience has been is when you start talking to people like that there's several issues or things that come up that are common goals among everybody that we can begin working on together and begin establishing relationships and moving a community forward. So that would be my first thing that I would do. I would be meeting with staff and talking about approaches and styles and needs and those kinds of things. Meeting with the council, getting some ideas from them on what we need to do to move Knoxville forward. Get some ideas of some people within the community that I need to meet, and schedule meetings with them and talk with them and really just getting to understand what makes Knoxville tick and the direction they want to go.
What's the date when we can start seeing you and your family around Knoxville?
We are trying to get things arranged to move out of Ogallala the end of May, probably about May 26th, 27th is when we hope to have the movers here. We hope to be in Knoxville probably right after Memorial Day and getting things settled in and those kinds of things, although we will be in town a couple of times doing some house hunting between now and then as well. But permanently, you can probably expect to see us there right around the Memorial Day weekend is when we'll be looking at being in Knoxville and becoming a part of the community.
Well, we look forward to seeing you in Knoxville soon then.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks to Harold Stewart for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.